This is the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. We're back with more on money and banking. During each podcast, we answer our audience's questions with the help experts, like Jay Broderick, an experienced credit counselor, who's back with me today.
Hi, everybody.
A few months ago, we visited with Tanya, a single mom of two beautiful boys here in Spring Park, Minnesota. Her niece had written in to ask us to help Tanya get out from under her mounting debt. Well, last week we heard from Tanya herself. She wrote, "I can't thank you enough. Thanks to you, the hospital and credit card company have given me payment plans. My car is paid off. And the best news is, I found a company that will give me a check for next year's income tax refund early, which will really help out. We're very glad Tanya's doing better dealing with her debt. However, the note about the tax refund anticipation check set off warning bells."
I'm glad you called me back, Terry. I see it all too often in my work as a credit counselor. People see what looks like an easy way out of debt and wind up in worse shape than when they started. I'd hate to see that happen to Tanya or any of your audience members.
I'm with you there. Jay and I are back in the park where we initially met Tanya. In her letter, she said she's usually here this time of day with her kids.
Where's Daryl?
He may join us a little later.
Oh, should we wait for...
Three words. Ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely start without him.
Jameson, what did I tell you about going near the street?
Tanya, it's Terry and Jay.
From the podcast. I guess you got my letter.
Yes, we did.
Now, hold on.
Jameson, you get back here. Joe Jr., mind your brother. I gotta talk to these nice people.
It's good to see you two, but you didn't have to come all the way out here.
Well, Tanya, your letter is the reason why we're here.
It sounds like you've been doing so well by following the advice we gave you.
Yes, I just can't thank you enough. I feel like for the first time in so long, our heads are above water.
And that's great.
But we saw that you're considering a tax refund anticipation check.
Well, yes. My tax refund might be almost $1,500. With that check, I can get that money right away, and it will help me make those new payments on time.
Tanya, I know it's tough, but did the company tell you about the fees you would have to pay to get that money?
Fees? No, I don't think so. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. What fees?
Well, let's talk. A refund anticipation check is really a temporary bank account. You usually pay about $30 to set up the account. If you get a paper check instead, you might end up paying a check cashing fee. And if you put your refund money on a prepaid card, you might get slapped with other fees.
Well, the fastest and least expensive way for you to get your refund is to file your tax return electronically, or e-file, and request direct deposit, where your refund is deposited into your own bank account. You could receive your refund in less than 2 weeks.
Think carefully before paying hundreds of dollars in fees to get the income tax refund that already belongs to you, and that you could get just as fast by filing electronically. For example, perhaps you qualify for free tax assistance from a volunteer income tax assistance site, or VITA for short.
What is that exactly?
VITA is a program coordinated by the Internal Revenue Service that provides free income tax assistance and e-filing. There may be income eligibility restrictions.
Tanya, you and our audience members can visit irs.gov or call 1-800-906-9887 to find a VITA site.
I didn't know about all this.
A lot of people don't.
And that's why we're here. It's an important topic, and we decided enough to do an entire podcast on products like these. Sometimes these kinds of things are set up to seem like a good idea when, really, they take advantage of good people like you.
Oh.
So we're here to tell you what to look for and help you understand what you're getting into, as this could have an effect on the decisions you make for you and your boys.
The people who offer certain types of financial services, not just refund anticipation checks, but payday loans and rent-to-own services, may not always make the terms very clear. In the worst cases, lenders may actively deceive or exploit borrowers. That's called predatory lending.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is. Particularly because there are often alternatives through legitimate banks and credit unions.
Maybe you all better set me straight then. I mean, fool me once. Just a minute.
Joseph Jr., give Jameson back his football.
Sorry. What else should I be looking out for?
That's a great idea, Tanya. So, Jay, while we've got you here, what other kinds of borrowing might not be in our audience's best interest? What should they watch out for?
Two of the ways I see people get into trouble are payday loans and rent-to-own services. A payday loan is a short-term loan secured by a paycheck. People use payday loans when they need money right away and plan to pay the loan back with their next paycheck.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, that you go to a payday lender and borrow $200. The lender might make this a two-week loan and charge you $30 as a fee.
That's not too bad.
You write a post-dated check to the lender for $230. The payday lender holds the check for 2 weeks. At the end of those 2 weeks, you repay the loan by letting the lender cash the check, or you can pay off the full amount in cash.
So what's the problem?
Well, for one thing, you're paying an extremely high interest rate. $30 for borrowing $200 for 2 weeks is the same as paying $780 to borrow it for a year. That's an annual percentage rate, what we call an APR, of 390%.
Wow. Even credit cards usually don't charge more than 18 to 22%.
Exactly. Now, what happens if you can't pay the loan back after 2 weeks? Most payday lenders allow you to roll over or renew your loan for an additional fee. In this case, you would write another post-dated check, this time for $260. $230 plus $30 for the additional fee.
So I now owe $260. That's even harder to pay off with one paycheck.
Right. All too often, the loan just keeps adding up, and people are never able to pay it off.
So, Jay, how should people protect themselves?
I advise people to build up a savings fund to use for rainy days. If you need to borrow money, be aware of certain red flags that a lender may not be offering products in your best interest.
Like what?
Suppose the company advertises terms that it doesn't really offer, and you're not given a clear statement, called a disclosure, of the finance charge and APR. Those are some signs.
It seems like any of these could get you into a level of debt that you could never get out of.
Right. We've even heard of payday lenders that have threatened to prosecute their borrowers for writing a bad check, even though they knew that those borrowers didn't have the money when they paid the payday loan fee.
That's just awful. What do people do?
I tell people to go to their bank. Explain the need. See if they can set up a loan that they can pay off over time from a checking account where their paychecks are being direct deposited. It's much cheaper and much safer.
What other kinds of borrowing do people need to be careful of, Jay?
Rent-to-own services. That's when a store sets up a plan for you to rent an item until you pay enough to own it. It may not sound like a loan, but it is. There's a difference between what you would pay to buy an item outright and the total of the payments. That's like the interest you would pay on a loan.
So what's the problem?
Let's say you want to buy a fancy TV for, say, $1,500.
That would be nice.
The store advertises the TV for $55 every other week.
I could almost afford that.
With the fine print, you find out that you have to make that payment for 2 years in order to own the TV. First off, that is 52 payments times $55, or $2,860 you will pay for a $1,500 TV.
Oh.
Let's say you keep the TV for just a year and then decide to return it. You've paid 26 payments times $55, which would be $1,430. That's almost the full price, and yet you have to give the TV back. Also, the store is the legal owner until you've made all of the payments. If you miss even one payment, the terms of the agreement may allow the store to take the TV back and to keep your money.
So if you made 50 payments on time and then missed payment number 51 for some reason,
the store takes the TV and keeps, let's see, 50 payments times $55. That's $2,750 of your money.
That doesn't make sense. But now, I'm not saying I'm going to buy a big new TV like that, but is there a better way?
Well, it's very possible that a consumer installment loan would be a better way to go. For example, a bank might offer a 2-year installment loan to buy that same TV at an annual percentage rate of 12%. With timely payments, you would pay a total of $1,695 over 2 years.
That's a lot less.
And the monthly payments would only be $70.61 compared to the $55 twice a month for the rent-to-own service. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it may make sense to use a rent-to-own business. But just as with any financial transaction, know your options.
Stop that right now.
I'm sorry?
Joseph Jr., if you make him cry again, there's no video games for you for a week.
You all will excuse me for a moment?
They're so cute. Jay, you mentioned predatory lending. Tell us more.
When you shop for a loan, you need to be careful to understand what you're agreeing to. And you need to be confident that you are getting the best deal for you. It doesn't matter whether you're shopping for a loan secured by your home or a credit card or a car loan. You need to comparison shop and not agree to anything until you take time to understand it.
That makes sense. Can you tell me more about what you mean?
What we've seen are companies offering loan products using deceptive marketing tactics, abusive collection practices, and loan terms that just don't make sense for borrowers. One of the things we've heard a lot about is predatory lending in subprime market.
That's been in the news. What exactly is subprime?
Subprime lending is when loans are made to people who are considered to be higher risk. Maybe they've had a problem repaying credit in the past, or maybe they have a limited credit history. For that reason, lenders charge higher interest rate and loan fees.
Okay, like what?
Some mortgages carry a penalty for paying off the loan early. Those are called prepayment penalties. Some credit cards targeted to those without credit histories may have considerable fees.
Good advice. What else?
Well, there's something called credit insurance packing.
What's credit insurance?
It's insurance that will pay the outstanding loan balance to the creditor if you die, or will make monthly payments if you become ill, injured, or unemployed.
Sounds like a good idea.
Maybe sometimes. But many times you can accomplish the same thing with traditional life or disability insurance with better benefits at considerably lower cost.
I see. So what's packing?
You're at closing, and the lender gives you papers to sign that include credit insurance or other benefits that you don't need or didn't want. The premium may even be added into the loan balance, so you're paying interest on it.
Yikes.
The lender hopes you didn't notice. If you do, and you object, the lender says that you have to accept it or the loan will be delayed or even denied.
That's terrible. But I already got my loan. I guess I don't need to be worried then.
Well, be careful because you may receive a call or letter inviting you to purchase or opt into this or some other product that will cost you money every month. Your listeners should know that these types of credit protection are optional. A lender cannot condition approval of your loan on whether you buy credit insurance.
But some kinds of insurance are legitimate, aren't they?
Yes. Don't confuse these products with other types of insurance that the lender can require, especially insurance to repair or replace property, such as a home or auto, that serves as a collateral for a loan, and private mortgage insurance, which is protection for the lender if the borrower doesn't repay the loan, can be required for certain home loans. Now, another thing. Sometimes predatory lenders will steer borrowers into higher cost mortgages, even when they could qualify for a less expensive typical loan.
That could really get you into trouble.
Another client of mine, Alice, had $10,000 in credit card debt, but she got a letter offering to refinance her home. The lender never even asked her income.
Unbelievable.
She took out a $40,000 subprime refinance loan. It ballooned to $65,000 almost immediately because of fees and penalties she didn't anticipate. All too often, the lender pressures a customer to default under these kinds of situations, and the lender gets to take ownership of the home.
That really makes borrowing sound dangerous.
Look, Terry, federally insured financial institutions are well regulated. There are new rules that protect borrowers now. And if a consumer cannot resolve a problem with these lenders, they can contact a federal regulator for assistance. It just pays to protect yourself and make sure you know who the lender is and the terms of the loan.
Okay. How does our audience do that?
Here's some basic advice. First, pay your bills on time and make sure you have a good credit history. Review it by examining your credit report at least once a year.
We talked about that in our podcast on being able to borrow.
Good. Next, be a smart consumer. Shop around for the best deal. Don't respond to ads that make lending sound cheap and easy. Take your time before choosing a loan or lender. And don't get pressured into making a decision before you're ready. If a lender won't give you the information you need to comparison shop, run, don't walk.
Okay.
Get some help. Ask your friends, a family member, or a credit counselor like me for advice. Take somebody along when you talk to a lender.
I'm going to take you up on that.
Be careful of offers to refinance a loan right after you just refinanced it. And be really careful of home improvement contractors who promise to get you a loan. That's not their business.
No, it isn't. What about the loan itself?
I tell people to make sure to read and understand the loan documents before you sign them, and keep copies of everything the lender gives you. Ask if your mortgage has a balloon payment. That means that most or all of the loan amount comes due on a specific date. Those payments may be illegal, and you should really make sure terms like that make sense to you. Ask if your mortgage has a mandatory arbitration clause. If so, understand what it means for you.
Uh-huh. How about those optional add-on products that were marketed, such as insurance that says it will make your loan payments if you become disabled or get laid off.
The lender cannot condition approval of your loan on whether you buy a debt cancellation, debt suspension, or credit insurance product. There may be better alternatives to credit life insurance, such as a life insurance policy purchased separately. Don't confuse these products with other types of insurance that may be required, especially insurance to repair or replace property, such as a home or auto, that serves as collateral for a loan, and private mortgage insurance, protection for the lender if the borrower doesn't repay the loan, that lenders can require for certain home loans.
Jay, that's a lot to remember. These predatory lenders sound like they can be very good with their sales pitches. What if someone feels they've been a victim? Can they do anything?
Absolutely. They can contact the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at www.consumerfinance.gov or 855-411-2372. I also recommend contacting your state's Consumer Protection Division or a lawyer. People who have limited income may be eligible for free legal services called pro bono programs.
Our audience can find those kinds of programs in the community services pages of the phone book or on the internet at abanet.org/legalservices/pro bono.
There's a great booklet put out by the Federal Trade Commission on avoiding home improvement scams. It's called Home Sweet Home Improvement. And you can get it on the internet at ftc.gov or by calling the FTC.
Now, you stay right there until I tell you.
Mothers raise their daughters. We just let our sons grow up. But I love them.
Tanya, I hope we've convinced you to think twice before signing up for that tax refund anticipation check.
You know, you did.
If you're still having trouble managing your debt, let's talk. There may be more ways I can help you.
I'd like that.
Thank you for joining the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. We hope this podcast will help you protect yourself while borrowing. Right now, it's a beautiful day in the park. We're going to sit here for a while and just enjoy the peace and quiet.
Jameson, I thought I told you to stay put. You get yourself out that tree right now.
Or we might be leaving sooner than expected.